What are you eating? Chocolate chip. Oh.
Chocolate chip cookie dough. It's the best.
The saga continues.
What are we going to talk about today?
Well, I thought today, just as a bit of a change, right, car brakes, right, okay, what's the best brakes for your cars, i.e. Brembo, right, or air fryers, failing that, what about air gunning, air guns, and all the competitions coming up? What about that? I mean, perchance.
Yeah, let's talk about competitions. So there's the Northeast Classic.
Yeah.
The odd thing about that name is it's only been around like 1 year, so it's not, I mean, very classic, is it?
I still think, but you can still be classic, though, can't you?
Well, you can be classy, but not, a classic is like something that's been around for a long time. Like, if you say the FX Royale, that's a classic. It's been around for a long time. Or like the Daystate Revere, oh, that's a classic. It's been around a long time. Northeast Airgun's been around for 1 year. I mean, okay, and they started as the Northeast Classic. It wasn't like Northeast. It was the Northeast Classic right from the get-go.
So, okay then, when do you get to the highest deems of the word classic? When does that happen? I mean, what changes, right? What changes in your demeanor, as it were, as a competition? When do you suddenly go, oh no, that's a classic?
Well, if something is classic, doesn't that entail that it's been around for a bit?
Weekend of Bernie's, classic.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I do think it has to be around at least
10 years.
I don't know. Yeah. I'd say 25, but I mean, yeah, I could say if it's been around for a long time or it's been going on, I mean, I'd think 10 years minimally. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So in 10 years time, Northeast Classic will be actually indubitably classic, but right now it's just in name only. The Northeast Classic. So that's coming up. That's coming up soon, I think. And then there's the Pyramid Cup coming up. And then
the inaugural. The inaugural.
Yeah.
Clearly not inaugural.
We need to add a lot of pedantic, like hyped up names onto all these competitions. I think EBR instead of Extreme Bench Rest, it should be Extreme Bench Rest Extravaganza or something. Something to beef it up a little bit. It needs to get beefed
up. Yeah. The classic then, EBR. No. The all-encompassing EBR.
There we go. And then Utah. What's the Utah event called? Skip my mind right now.
Right. So RMAC. So
RMAC. There you go. So the Rocky Mountain Air Gun Challenge. So what are we gonna? What name should we suggest?
I would suggest maybe the Utah Classic Rocky Mountain Air Gun Challenge. Actually, that works. That actually kind of works.
Yeah, it does.
So. Yeah. See, I've done EBR, as you know, did brilliantly, obvs, and I've not been to RMAC.
We all had high expectations of you at EBR, and all those high expectations were met.
Hold on, I did do well, thank you. I did my speed shoot, I did all right with that.
Yeah, you actually did do good with that. Considering it's the first time I was, if you actually practice at that, I think you could. You could take a podium if you did it often. You did really, really well for the first time. So,
well, I'm a classically good shooter. Classic, you do. Classically good shooter, right? Obviously, at more than 20 years. So, yeah, I'm a classical shooter. Ish. Now, can we please like address the elephant in the room?
Philip Hepler, of course.
Yes. Right, UFOs, ghosts. The supernatural, okay, come on.
Well, let's first talk about the fact that we included him in both of our videos this last week. I mean, we both did.
Yeah,
you know, we're both on our part time. We're Steven Spielberg, both of us. You know, I'm Steven, you're Spielberg.
And, thank you, Dave Spielberg. That's me, the plumber.
So we do that part-time, and in our part-time videos, we both decided to include Philip Hepler for obvious
reasons. Absolutely.
Me, I was trying to open up a conversation on the end of the video, really the mysteries going on that no one's addressing, and it's something that only Philip Hepler can answer at this point.
Totally, totally. I mean, when you think of Big P, right, you think supernatural. It's as simple as that. I mean, supernatural, Big P, right? There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who are you going to call Big P?
Big P. Now, here's the question is, he's doing these 15-minute, you know, field target sessions, yeah, like podcasts. Now, notice he's totally ripped us off, right? He's doing what we do, but he's doing it better, clearly.
Yeah.
But we're going to do it even better. So what is your idea on beating Hepler at his own game? Because he stole our game, which is the podcast. He stole it. And so we're going to have to steal it back. How are we going to reappropriate it?
I think, right, we need to do 14 and a half minutes, right, to be really crap at HFT.
I'd be good at that.
Yeah, well, I've seen you shoot. Yeah, you would. You really, really would. I think you'd be the top of the class. Or 13.7 minutes, right, to be a really bad HFT / FT shooter.
Now, yeah, I could see that. I think we could beat him. We could beat him. Now, that doesn't deal with the paranormal, but it would at least deal with the facet that we're concerned with. He's the one obsessed with the paranormal. We're not. We're just...
I've got to be honest.
We're hyper-focused, or monomaniacally, I should say.
Monomaniacally. Absolutely.
On air guns.
Empirically.
Yeah. On air guns. But Philip, he's always going on and on about Bigfoot and stuff. And
It gets on my nerves. I mean, yeah. Your video proved that and things, yeah. I don't know whether... Obviously, you've seen Tristan's video. I mean, there are clear signs.
Yeah.
I mean, there are signs. I mean, the film
leave him in his corner. We're just stay back to the air gun. So let's carry on and leave the paranormal to Hepler. And we're just talk about what we're going to talk about. So there's a lot of new guns coming out this year. A lot of them, I don't know, it kind of comes in waves. Like sometimes SHOT Show will be like really cool. There'll be a couple of cool things come out of it.
Yeah.
And then sometimes there'll be absolutely nothing. What have you seen any new guns that you like this year?
Yes, the Galahad, right? They've brought a new one out called the Sir Galahad. Hello, Sir Galahad. No, they haven't. That's not true at all, right? But it would be really funny if they did, right? And it's like slightly off pink, right? Little tiny barrel, right? Anyway, no, so the epic guns are looking lovely. I like the epic guns. They're nice. I think they're from Czech Republic. They're a nice gun. What are you drinking there with your big gay cup?
Coffee. It's coffee.
Coffee. Is it?
Yeah.
So's this. Anyway, so the Epic 2, I think, is a lovely looking thing. You reckon it looks like another gun?
It looks like American Air Arms. It looks like a direct copy of American Air Arms. And actually,
excuse me. You can't say that. You can't say that.
I can't say that. It looks like a direct copy of American.
excuse me. Well, okay. Right. I'll see you in court.
What it looks like. I mean, literally, yeah. looks like that. I don't know. Maybe it is, and maybe just the outside looks identical. But I guess the shroud is carbon fiber. That's the main difference. I don't know. I'll wait till I see it in person.
They look nice. So I like the Epic 2. I think that looks a really nice gun. And the configurations you can get with it, you can get the lungs, you can get the decent bottle and things, right? Yeah, the sort of 480, 580, 700. Or you can get the long cylinder, which is great. I mean, you know, whatever floats your boat, as it were. Then you've got, you can change the stock. There's loads of stuff you can do with it, which I find very interesting. So that's the first gun. The second gun, obviously, the Karma, my little fave, as one can imagine. That Karma looks a bit of kit. Now, it's coming out. They've got the 30 cals in now. They've got the 2.5s coming in and the 2.2s coming.
You should move your camera just a little bit off to the side so the sun's not literally going in the lens.
How's that?
A little more. Just go a little more.
Okay, right. So I'm now sat in the corner. Thanks.
Well, I can actually see your face, though.
Oh, yeah, play some sexy music over that bit, please. Right,
So karma.
Yeah, the karma. I mean, that's just, it's done it all. It's won everything. It is their gun to have. Just name another gun that's come out of the blue that's just done what it's done. I think it's been tremendous. I think it's been, Donnie's put his money where his mouth is and things, right, and gone, I'm going to do this gun. It's going to be this, this, and this. And it has, and it's done everything, and it's beaten everyone. Yeah, great. Wonderful. That's going to be an interesting gun to look at. I'm doing their stuff, but I'm only too happy to. I mean, like, my goodness me, it's the same as if Formula One, you're not into Formula One, are you? You know, if Sauber said, oh, listen, we've got a gun for you, right, or a car for you, you'd go, no, not great, because they're very, very slow. Whereas, like, Red Bull, they go, we've got the new RB. Do you fancy a bit of that? You'd go, yes, I flipping do. Yes, I flipping do. So here's my question. Are the guns that are coming out now going to be in the same ballpark or even close to the one that Thane and Val shot in the competitions? Here's the thing. Will they be of the same ilk, as it were?
The competition to the Karma.
No. So the Karmas that are coming out now, will they be the same as the ones that were shot at EBR, RMAC, and Pyramid and all that? Will they be the same gun?
I don't think so at all. Because, I mean, if you look at any of the top 10 people at any competition usually have highly modified guns.
Right.
My guess is that the Thane and Val, if I was to put my thinking hat on, I would say that there's a special barrel on that. They might even have a $1,000 barrel. I don't know, but that's my guess. And if I was them, I would do that.
Exactly. Why would you not?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Who knows? They're say it if they want to say it, but I doubt that is in any kind of way the same gun. I mean, I think they've even said as much that the production gun, they've made a few modifications since the pre-production gun, but that pre-production gun, I'm sure they put 1,000 hours of work into it, and then, lots and lots of shooting. Thane and Val are good shots, too. I
mean, they're top shots, yeah.
And they're top shots beforehand. So I think, I mean, you can take any guy like Fatty, who won the world title with the Ghost.
Who?
What's
his name again?
He could probably pick up any brand and win.
Yeah.
I think Thane and Val could do that as well. I mean, I think honestly, a good shooter, I think if you had a Marauder with a $1,000 barrel, I think you could win a competition, you know?
Yeah.
So especially, I mean, I think it really comes down to the shooter and then the barrel and obviously the consistency shot to shot.
Totally agree.
So I think if you have a Marauder, the good barrel is going to do pretty good. The thing is, most people don't have access to high-end barrels, like really high-end.
Yeah. I mean, and they're a bunch of money as well, aren't they? Let's be honest. I mean, these things are not cheap. If you want to go and get a bespoke barrel made for you with your own twist rate and this, that, and the other, that's going to cost you, like, you know, north of $1,000
Yeah. And then on top of that, you're probably still going to have to do quite a bit of polishing on the back end of that.
Sure.
There's the chance, too, you get that barrel and you do all that and it's rubbish for...
Yeah, that's just what you need.
And then you're like, oh, I guess back to the drawing board. The barrel that I found most accurate right now for both slugs and pellets, the only one that I found is the RTI P3 Performance barrel.
Is that Lothar Walther?
No, it's the proprietary one. So the Lothar Walthers are in the 25 and the 30.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the 357 they're coming out with is Lothar Walther. I'd almost say it is. But the 22 specifically is their proprietary barrel, and it's a phenomenal barrel. And usually I see a barrel do well at slugs or pellets, not both. That one does really well in both. The other one that does good, though, is like your Red Wolf.
Yeah.
The 117.7 barrel seems to do really good.
It does. It shoots pellets, I mean, beautifully. It really does. The 25.39 JSBs are just a thing to behold, right? You know, 50 and 75, you go fine. Then you take it out to 100, right, on a non-windy day. And it's just, the consistency is phenomenal, right? And again, I mean, that comes down to the fact that the gun's working correctly, also the fact that the twist rate is right with the weight of the pellet, and also that the pellet is the same weight as the last one. And, you know, so, yeah, I mean, excuse me, you know, weighing pellets and this, that and the other, you can find out what's a good barrel and what's not a good barrel just by doing that. I mean, the chrono readings will show you. And, you know, it'll either be the pellets are off or the reg's off. But if the barrel shoots them really well, then you've got a good barrel. And I'm lucky, like, you know, touch wood, I'm very lucky with my barrel because it is a very, very good barrel. And it shoots 23 grain Zans like there's no tomorrow. It absolutely nails them. It really does. I mean, today it's been like sort of 30 mile an hour winds here. Yeah, I tried to do a video this morning for OnlyFans. That's a different story. No. Anyway, so I did a video this morning with the Safari,
and I think it'd be only masochists.
Yeah, only blind people. Like, yeah, only blind people.
Do I hate my life? Yes.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Subscribe. £25. Thank you very much.
So there's exclusively a dislike button.
Dislike. Thank you very much. Harsh. But yeah, so the I was shooting it today, and I did a group. It wasn't the best group I've ever done by any stretch, but it was like, you know, 25 to 30 mile an hour crosswind, full value. And I'm like, and I nailed it, you know, 4 mil dots, and it was like bang, bang, bang. And it was so accurate. You know, so yeah, I think that's a good barrel. And but you've said to me about this RCI. You've said to me before, yeah, that so this thing is amazing.
The three barrels. Man, especially with, I do a lot of Lothar Walther barrels. Actually, a lot of Lothar Walther, different guns, different barrel sizes. The three barrels that I think are the very best that I've come across consistently are the RTI P3 Performance. It's the 22 barrel only that one.
Yeah.
The CZ 700 millimeter, it doesn't matter the gun I'm talking
about. Yeah.
That 700 millimeter unchoked CZ barrel is really, really good. Right now I have a caliber gun. It's my gun that I'm shooting. It's been down for a bit, but I just fixed it and got some help fixing it too. So that gun is a 700 CZ barrel. Really, really good. I'm still like discovering it though, because there's some weird stuff. Like it responds differently than Lothar Walther. And the third barrel that I've seen that does really good is your Red Wolf 1-17-7. Doesn't matter the platform, it does really, really, really good. Three barrels.
So this is what I don't understand with Daystate. Why didn't they put the same barrel as mine on the Ghost? Because the Ghost doesn't shoot slugs.
I know, and actually, that's the curious thing. So the World Edition, I think, is supposed to have like a 1-30 twist. I'm pretty sure. And so I have a friend, Terry Clark. He's now on the Daystate team here in America.
I know. Yeah.
He ordered the Red Wolf. Sorry, not the Red Wolf. He ordered the Red, the World Edition. Got it in, and he, you know, pushed the rod through. That's the first thing you got to do. He got a 1-17-7 on this Ghost World Edition. He didn't get the 1-30. So he has a 1-17-7 right
then,
now.
Then that's bang on. So that'll be pellet and slugs all day.
Yeah, and he's shooting the. Which I was actually surprised about.
In 22?
Yeah.
Well, how much power is that thing kicking out then?
I think he's shooting it at... I'll check it out right now. I think he's shooting it... Well, I don't want to say on camera because he might want to keep this a secret. I don't know. Let's see. I'll figure out the...
But, I mean, that's... The, I mean, for... But to be... in 22 is like a big ask anyway from anything, right? That's yeah. That's heavy, right? I mean, for my gun, 30 grains heavy.
Okay, but let's just say he's shooting hypothetically 880, right? Because that's the kind of tune people go off of all the time. I know he's shooting a different one, but I don't want to give it away.
Sure.
So if he was shooting 880 with a that's insane. Out of a 20.
Wow. Yeah. That's a bunch of power.
And I mean, that to me seems a little too heavy, to be honest. Like the 40 grain out of that gun specifically seems a little too. I mean, it can do it. It seems a little heavy for the task. Now, you're saying the 23 grain Zan shoots really well, so I should let them know about that. What speed are you?
Hold on. I'll tell you. Let me come on my phone. and it's
Roger Late's like a little teenager. He's got everything on his phone.
I have got everything on my phone, I'm afraid.
He tweets his peeps on there. I can't believe Twitter renamed itself to X. I mean, we need to rename ourselves something formally known as too.
Let's do that.
I know.
Let's do that.
We should do a podcast instead. We could say like Y. Formerly known as Atlas Airgun Podcast.
Yeah, formerly known as all three listeners weren't interested. Right, hold on.
Now, I've got a secret project. I won't tell the audience what it is, but I got a secret project. I just bought another website, so I'll have to tell you about it in a little bit.
Is that the fetish thing you were telling me about the other night? That was wrong, by the
way,
seriously.
Rubbing air gun barrels, no.
Yeah, and where are you going to get those goats from? I mean, you're never going to do it. Right, so why is it saying 983? Oh, 983 then, but I don't think it was. 23 grain, 983. Hold on, that's not right. No, 974. Yeah, hold on, pyramid, because they've got a great thing. Pyramid ballistic calculator. This is so interesting for people. They're loving this. They're driving down the road going like, these two idiots should get proper jobs, stop being divs. Right, so 23 grain, 984, 49 foot pounds. Yeah, that's exactly what mine's doing, yeah.
But that's right. What you shoot your 25.39s at, right?
Yeah.
984?
But I tell you what, they work 974, tremendously. Okay. They work tremendously. I shot a pigeon the other day. At a distance that was considerable, and the person that sat next to me went, "Crikey, O'Reilly, that was a very long way away." And I said, "Yes, it was," and it was a very long way. I'll tell you off camera, of course, and things. And anybody that knows me, text me, and I'll tell you. You won't believe me anyway. I've got a video to prove it. So unlucky. Right? Can I just go and fill my coffee cup up, please? Because my Right, I've got a perk. Is it perk? What do you call the percolator things? That thing.
And then here is her.
Hello.
Is it okay? Now we've got to deduce what you're talking about here.
What's the thing you call? Right, the coffee thing. Right, okay. There's like a coffee maker. The coffee maker.
The
thing.
Carafe.
No, that's a carafe of wine.
Yeah.
Oh my god! No. no, stop talking about wine, right?
I was assuming you had wine in that thing anyway, so that's kind of the assumption that I had. Okay,
thank
so
you. Well, that's
you're
kind.
You're not talking about French press, you're talking about drip, right? Drip coffee maker.
Blip, 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 coffee. Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. What's it called? But there's a name for it.
Coffee pot? I don't know. Coffee maker?
Oh, listen.
Coffee.
Yeah, Mr. Please, shall we move on, right, from this?
No, I got to figure this out.
No, I can't think what you call it.
You can't figure out what you call what?
No, you've called it the machine that makes the coffee. There's a name that you've called it before.
Coffee maker.
Jessica did it and things, right? And Michael called it that.
What, espresso machine?
Oh, I can't remember. Gee, anyway, it doesn't matter.
The thing that makes coffee.
No, there's a machine that makes coffee, and there's a name for it, and you called it that, and I was like, oh, is that what you call it?
A Keurig, maybe?
A what?
A Keurig, you know, like the self, you put the little drop of coffee.
Oh, not that
machine.
Not that machine.
Not
but
a
anyway,
coffee machine, not a Keurig machine, not espresso machine.
So let me get this right, just really quickly. Let's recap here, right? So people have tuned into Atlas Airgun Podcast, Airgun Podcast, not Atlas, like, coffee pod machines. No, they haven't. Right, so anyway, what air guns have you seen of late, right, that have floated your boat then?
Okay, well, on the same vein that I was talking about earlier, I mean, still the P3 is a really cool gun. I really like
that.
Yeah,
you do like that, don't you?
Ghost, I still sell a lot of those. They're just great guns. They're not very complicated. They're very easy to work on. They're very intuitive. So it's not like some of these Eastern European guns, you open them up and it's like, holy cow. And for a consumer, especially if you've not done that, it gets very scary, very fast, and a lot of people, for good for good reason, are kind of scared of air guns because they're high pressure devices. That's the secret, though.
Well,
just empty the air, you know. But
yeah.
Anyway, back to the story. That the P3 is still, I really like that gun. So the Mora is coming out. That's going to be like a bigger, badder version of the P3 for all intents and purposes, going up to 357. I'm really excited about that. I mean, obviously, don't have my hands on it, but I do want to see it. I want to get one in. That's something I'm very excited about.
Dane is getting one.
Is he? Nice.
Dana told me the other day. He said, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna get the new Mora," and I went like, "Really? Right?" I said, "The Nightmare," and he went, "No, the Mora." I said, "That's actually this Nightmare. I know that stuff. I'm clever." But anyway, and he said, "Oh right, okay." And he said, "Yeah, I'm getting the Big Cow one," and I went, "No, he's getting the 357, the big boy, the daddy. They call it the Rog. They don't." They don't. I wish it would. But anyway, yeah, so that thing. So, I mean, wow. What kind of power is that kicking out?
You see, I have probably 250 or 230. You see did you see the bottle that's on there, too? It's like 1.6 liter. That's a big little bottle. That's a pretty big bottle.
Oh, my. That's like one of those propane bottles.
Now, you've seen...
Oh, my God.
You saw Scott Hull at EBR. He had that on the Unlimited class... Extreme Big Boar event. He has his 257 air gun with basically a 75 cubic foot Scott tank on it. So that's what the Mora kind of reminds me of. And now the Mora is going to have different configurations. You can have smaller bottles, but if you wanted to sit at your bench and shoot like 1,000 pigeons, you could get that large 1.6 liter.
Now,
it'll come in handy if you have the Big Boar too, but I personally probably would get the smaller bottle, obviously.
When you need a trailer for your bottle, that's kind of bad, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, clever guns though, they are nice. I do like the RTIs. I do. I think that, you know, the P3 when that came out, it really did excite me and things. And I did a bunch of posts for them and that, yeah. And I thought it was a really good gun. Let's leave it there.
So, let's see here. I'm posting a little picture of you right now.
You're posting a picture of me?
Yeah, looking dark and dangerous.
Thank you. That's the most kind of you. Thanks. I'll be sure to do the same. Reciprocity is a funny thing.
Yeah. So, what else is going on there, gun world? Hey, so on ammo, Zan came out with some new ammo. You're a big Zan guy. Tell me about the new
ammo. I am. The ELRs. Extra length Rog. Oh, no, sorry. No. It's extra long range. Yeah. ELRs or 2.2 and 2.5s. So I talked to Jean the other day, and he was telling me about the ELRs and those things. Boat tail. He's never done a boat tail before, so this is quite exciting. I think there's a company in America that do it, AVS slugs. You heard of them?
Yeah, I have. I thought they were abroad. They're in America?
I believe they're in America. I don't know. And there's a guy that does, he's really nice guy. So I don't know him. I've never talked to him. But the guy that does, he's got his own range and stuff. Yeah, and he's got Pantheras and he's got RTIs and Vulcans. And he shoots out to ridiculous distance, shooting balloons and that.
I saw that.
He's a cool guy. Yeah. I really like him. He seems a really nice guy. It's always raining with him.
He's shooting the AVSs.
He shoots the AVSs, right? And in 2.5, he's shooting a 50 grain boat tail. And like, you can see the difference between the non-boat tail and the boat tail. I mean, like the boat tail is 3 inches higher, so the ballistic coefficient must be better, obviously. The same speed, of course. Anyway, and obviously Zan is now doing the same. And I'm really excited to see what these things are going to be like, because I think the 2.5s will be. I mean, yeah, my air gun at the moment isn't powerful enough to like shoot the 2.2s. The new one will most certainly be in 22. But the 2.5s, wow, they look insane. Well, both of them look insane. So I'm really excited about that. And they'll be out in the next few weeks. Sorry, excuse me. So I'm excited about that. So what else? He's got some new, I believe he's got some 2.5 bench rest pellets coming out, which look really good. Excited about that as well. I want the 2.2 bench rest pellets. That's what I'm interested in. But he won't answer my calls on that one, Tara. No. So that's that. What else is going on? I've been mucking around with thermal. Now, if I'm really honest, you know when you go, do you really need thermal? Do you really need thermal? I don't think anybody needs thermal until you have it. And then you go, oh my goodness me, this is a game changer. This mother flipping thing is absolutely a game changer. So I sat there today in 30 mile an hour winds plus, and I was just scanning the trees with this thing, you know, and I was like, oh, there's a squirrel. And the wind was coming directly at us. Yeah. And the chap I was like shooting with, there was a squirrel up a tree, and I tracked it. He's going, I can't see it. I said, like, have a look through this spotter, which was incredible. And the glass is incredible, or the glass with the processor or whatever. And 135 yards, bang, done, nailed it. And I was like, 135 yards in 30 mile an hour winds. Ain't many people that can take that shot. Right, okay, I must be honest, it was directly at him, so it's going to be easier. But he nailed the first shot, bang, done, lovely. Dialed it in, and the safari was all over it. But had I not had this thermal spotter, I'd never seen it. It's a game changer. I am now thermal. Please call me Thermal Rog from now on. It's as simple as that. I am Thermal Flipping Rog. Love thermal.
Yeah, well, you said simple and Rog go better together than...
Do you think so? I think Thermal Rog is better.
Simple Rog. Thermals. Harsh. Yeah, thermal's pretty 1980s. That could work. Now, here's the thing I would have to say about that is when I went hunting for squirrels this year, I realized that thermal, you really need it. Because they wrap around the tree and then you can't see them. And then I got skunked like 3 days in a row. And the one squirrel that I did see, it came out on the path that I was walking right in front of me. And I had my magazine out of the gun because I was walking around for an extensive amount of time. So I was trying to put it in quietly, the magazine, and the squirrel's like looking at me and he like fidgets just a second. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to lose him. And I'm like, I go to the tacticam and I hit the tacticam on. It's beep, 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 beep. And then it just runs away. I'm like, oh, God. But yeah, thermal is pretty great because you can actually see stuff.
It's brilliant. And I sat there today, like, you know, glassing out sort of like 400-500 yards. So where I shoot, it's a lovely, lovely big expanse. And there's trees down to about 250. And then behind that is another wood as well. There's a field and another wood. Oh, we've got permission to shoot all over it. And it's like just sat there, like, you know, with a thermal. Oh man, that thing is just, you know, when you go, how have I not done this before? And I've worked with thermal companies and stuff, and the thermal back then probably wasn't as good as it is now. But this thing is absolutely killer. It's killer. I'm not going to tell you. All right, it'll be out on my Instagram soon, and I'll do a video very soon. But it's a new brand, yeah. But it works, really does work. And it's not mad money either. I know there's the you know, we've got the people in the ring at the moment and things, right? We've got Hick Micro, we've got like Pulsar and that, yeah. Hick Micro are doing all right. I lost a bit of like faith in them when my friend bought the Hick Micro 4K, and it doesn't record. It records now and again. It's a bit like yourself, actually, funny enough. It records now and again, not all the time. Just completely waste your time, you know, 2 or 3 hours at your day. Again, Tristan don't care, Hick don't care. And then the Pulsar thing, right? If my name started with the word shake, then I'd buy one, right? But other than that, you know, you go, they're a lot of money. And are they as good as they purport to be? I'm not so sure. With this new brand, so far, It could be a little bit of a game changer because it actually works really well. It does pretty much all that they do, and the battery is just tremendous. It's a good battery on it. I used it all morning this morning and then came home, checked it. It was like 98%. Not I had to be 8%, not sorry, 98% done. It was 98%. It used like nothing. And I'm like, oh my God. So that's a really good bit of kit. So that'll be going out on my Instagram and stuff, yeah. And a video coming up soon. Oh, sorry to keep you up. So boring. Oh, it was all about me. Sorry, me. Right, yeah. Well, look, tell me about you then, Tristan. What you've been doing? God.
The Hick micros look good. That, you know what, the DS35, the PARD, I think it's the DS35.
That looks good. Yeah.
That looks nice.
Yeah, nice. So what night vision do you got?
Zero. I got zero.
Why is that?
I've never bought one. I've got my Tactica. I mean, most of the videos that I do are during the day, obviously. I don't really prance around at night. And
pants around.
Prance.
You said pants. You said, I don't pants around at night.
I don't prance around in the middle of the night. And
with the Galahad. With the Galahad.
Shoot squirrels in the ass.
Shoot squirrels in the ass.
But if I were to do that,
yeah,
I would most definitely have thermal or night vision.
No, thermal, seriously, it's a game changer. It really is. And just sat there today, and I'm looking at the woods, and I'm looking, like, glassing it. I've got, like, hawk binos and things, and they're very good, actually, for what they are. And I'm, like, glancing around, lovely. And then you go with the thermal, you go, well, there's one. And it's like, holy moly, he's a game changer. There were three in a row, and I missed every single one of them. It was brilliant, and it was nice to know what you missed. So that's good. And that's about it, really. I don't know what anything else is going on. Air fryers. Do you want to talk about air fryers?
Ninja is actually a good brand. They've got some good stuff.
Are you doing any competitions this year?
No, I'm not a competitive shooter, so.
No, but are you?
I film it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you say film it. I mean, you film bits of it. I mean, you know. I mean, this year, hopefully, you'll get more in frame and a bit of focus. We wouldn't go amiss.
An 8mm, I just.
Yeah, your old Polaroid and stuff, right? Polaroid. But listen, you try, and that's the main thing. Keep going. Come on, son. Keep going. Robert Buchanan's looking at you, going, "Oh, he's like the little like ginger stepchild." But come on, like, come on, you can do this. You can do this, Tristan. Poor little soul.
Old son burned out.
Absolutely, yeah. Cut his wages, by the way. Yeah, definitely. So okay. So would you'd be going to EBR, wouldn't you?
I don't know.
Secret lovers, that's what they are. Sorry, carry on.
I would say I want to, obviously. I've gone the last couple of years, I think last three years.
Yeah.
I think.
No, last 2 years.
No, I went.
No, you didn't. You've never, ever been without me because I'll tell you what, Roger's in the house.
Well, okay? Last year I was there without you.
Yeah, and you hated every minute of it and you cried every day and you phoned me. I know that, right? Okay, obviously. I've got voice messages from you. I missed you. Please come here. It's no fun. Jessica's a bully. Right, that's what you said, right? And I understand that. And you also said, right, what's his name? Stephen from Ham, yeah, okay. You said that he was a bully too, and you said he was nasty, right? And he's vicious.
Vicious, were your words? Yeah.
Vicious, yeah. Nasty, right? Yeah. But, you know, there you go. You haven't got your Rog. what do you get? That's what you get. There you go. But there you go. Anyway.
So yeah, EBR. I don't know if I'm going. I want to go. I love EBR.
I don't want to go again. I didn't enjoy it.
And then
I did enjoy it. I loved it so much. It was so much fun. I loved it. It was great. Great people. Mostly great people. Yeah, lovely. I think I liked 99.9% of people there, and it was just we loved. We did have a laugh. Did we not?
Yep, and then what are you doing? Are you going to any competitions?
No, you carry on. And you're doing, what else are you doing?
That's it. If that.
God, you're boring.
Yeah.
So boring.
I don't have time to go to these other competitions. I got, if I can go to one, that's the one I can go to. I'm not going to I'm not gonna take a week off and go to the classic that's new. The new classic.
But you know, you can have new classics, can't you? Can you not or not? I know we discussed this earlier, but
you can. But anyway, I'll wait till it gets a little more classic to visit, or until I'm like rich and famous and have enough time to take off. But if I'm
Don't do that. Don't do that. Seriously, because you'll be long gone.
Yeah.
Being nasty. I know how untalented you are. I really do. I've seen your film work. It's terrible. It's atrocious to say. Well, at best, it's atrocious. So, to be honest, no. I think you should go to that. You should definitely go to that at some stage. Because I think it's good for you to, like, see other things. You know, and I think it's... Honestly, I genuinely think you should do.
Yeah.
Okay. No? Okay, miserable.
My point is that right now I don't have the time to go to other competitions. So I'll go to EBR if I can, and I'll leave it at that. But I have a feeling I'm a little too busy this year. Like, I've been doing taxes, I feel like, for a month. And, you know, taxes is the only thing that's so messed up. Like, you know, taxes. Taxes is the only thing in the world where you have to do the work. And then you pay them money, the IRS. Like, the IRS should pay you to do that work. You know, like, what? And not only that, but you have to do the work to give them money, and they already know what you owe. Should be that they say, oh, you owe, you owe us $5,000. You go, okay, write a check, give it to them.
Yeah.
Not, hey, you owe something. We're not going to tell you the amount, but we want you to work like over a few days
filing
it all.
No,
give it to us. And if it's wrong with our numbers, then we're going to take you to jail.
Hang on. But isn't that when you come home to your wife and you go, hey, darling, and she goes, and you go, what? You know, what, you don't know. Well, if I have to tell you, right? And you go, and it's like the old KGB, and you're going like, I've done something. I don't know what I've done. I don't know how to rectify it. And if I try and rectify the wrong thing that I think I might have done, then I'm guilty of that as well. So, again, another reason to get married now.
Oh, that's a thermal.
Very sexy.
So we're gonna see about it in a couple of weeks, Abe. A
couple of weeks. Yeah.
All right, anyway, well, say goodbye to the audience.
Goodbye, viewer. Oh no, sorry, listener. Yeah. And I hope you've had a great drive. Drive carefully. Get a cup of coffee. Don't drive too far and things, right, and get tired because it's dangerous. People don't like that. Come on, pull over, and have a coffee, relax, go to the toilet. Don't be ashamed. Just go and have a whiz.
And next time, it's only going to be 14 and a half minutes long, this podcast. We got to beat Philip.
Absolutely, we do. I tell you what, Big P. I tell you what, he's the loveliest guy in the world. Strange looking, I grant, yeah? Every day's Halloween for him, but let's move on.
All right, see you later.
Bye, mate.